Hello, is this Dale? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So am I speaking with Dale?
Yes, you are.
All right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or
No.
television? All right.
No.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. The
Definitely.
chances 50? Definitely. All right. If you don't mind me asking, since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, do you mind sharing your age?
Yeah, 52.
52? All right, 52, perfect. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
All right. Regardless of how you may have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Not a Republican.
All right. Would you say you're a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
Strong.
All right. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Satisfied.
Satisfied?
Satisfying.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Don't approve.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. Thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues your member of Congress should focus on? Fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, or climate change and protecting the environment.
Probably abortion and climate change.
Abortion and climate change. All right, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you have very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm nor cold, so it's like a neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first person is Joe Kent.
Zero.
Zero. All right. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
What about Joe Biden?
60.
60. All right. What about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
100.
100. All right. What about Bob Ferguson?
I don't know who that is.
All right. No worries. What about Dave Ricker?
I've heard the name, so I can't really put an opinion. I only know the name. I don't know what he is or anything about him.
All right, no worries. What about Democrats in Congress?
40%.
And what about Republicans in Congress?
0%.
All right. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Democrat.
All right. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024?
Never, ne never. He's a crook. I absolutely. I would shoot him in the head if I had the opportunity.
All right. So next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people think are very important to consider in their member of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that would be to you on a scale of 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you think it's like not at all an important quality to have, 5 if you think it's a somewhat important quality to have, and a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. So the first one is a small business owner.
I think that's about a 3.
All right. What about a working mom who understands the needs of families?
I think that's a, like a 5.
All right. What about someone who shares your values?
You know, I mean, that's like a four. You know, we've got like 200, 300 million people. I can't have them expect to share my values completely.
All right. What about someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
That's a 10.
All right. What about an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
That's a 10.
And what about a fighter for the middle class?
A 6.
A 6. All right. So now I'm going to read you a few short statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see what loads, Mary Glusikamp Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Mary Glusikamp Perez for Congress, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, Mary Glusikamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical trainings at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million, plural, in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people would graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Yeah, that is a 10.
What about Mary Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work? She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need more leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
Yeah, no, that's a 9. I actually get her newsletters because I just think that she's just doing wonderful.
All right. Mary Glusenkamp Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, no, that's a 10.
All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't. But I have to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Perez.
All right. So now I'm going to read you about some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about, let's see, Joe Kent. All right. Others were here some other statements about other candidates. So again, if you could please rate on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 10 means it gives you some serious doubts. So the first one is, we need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that it would make a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats would use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver our district, not someone focused on nonsense.
Okay, so on that, how you say 0 if you agree with it, or I'm missing what on the scale what you're looking for there.
All right. Well, in this statement, it's if a 0 means it gives you no doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent, meaning in theory you would support him. 5 means that it gives you some doubts, so you're like a bit iffy about it.
10. I don't trust him as a communist.
Okay. And Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters.
That's a 10.
All right. Well, I kind of have to keep going. Sorry, with the survey, I have to read the whole thing. But I promise I will put 10 as soon as I'm done because I know that will be your answer. To the next, so as I was saying, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free, fair elections. So would that be a 10? It gives you some serious doubts.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
He's dangerous.
All right. So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I'm absolutely less likely.
All right. So now, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
Because he's a MAGA, and that's the reason. Even though I'm a Republican, I don't support any Republican whatsoever because of the fact that they're deranged, and I think they're bad for the country, and I think they should all be hung.
All right. So the last few questions that I have are just for statistical purposes. So what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I've got an MBA.
All right. Wow. Congratulations. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
Married.
Married? All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or
moderate.
Very liberal? Moderate.
Moderate.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice
Never.
A week or more? Never? All right.
Never.
Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
You bet. Not a problem. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.